Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another Legacy and Faith Show with estate and tax planning attorney Paul Grant. Good day to you once again, Mr. Grant.
Yes, thank you. You too.
You're having fun teaching us about the faith aspect of the Legacy and Faith Show this week, the journey of faith, and kind of the foundations of who's in charge now in this world and in this life.
Yeah, that's right. Past couple podcasts, we've talked about that God is good. We talked about that man committed treason against God and took the crown that he bestowed upon them and willingly handed it over to Satan himself. And that by that act of treason, by that act of disobedience, and that move of lack of faith, or actually it was an act of faith, which is to believe the word and that the enemy spoke over the word and provision that God had already given them.
Right.
So it was an act of faith, actually, but their faith turned towards Satan himself. And that by that, the enemy is actually the one who is in dominion here. And we even see that in the temptation, which is that Satan said, if you just bow down, I'll give you all the kingdoms and their authority and their glory. And so Jesus didn't refute that Satan had that and that he could give it away. Rather, he came back and said, he came back with the word. He came back with faith that said, this is what God's promise is. And so therefore, I'm going to continue to keep my heart aligned with God himself. And I am not going to commit the same treasonous act. I am going to remain faithful to God and what his purpose is in my life. And of course, we know the end story of that, which is that he went to the cross. He was faithful to the final day, and that by that he purchased our salvation, not just our salvation, because that word save means to have a fullness in God, to have a protection, to have health, to have finances. It is a fullness of walking in God's goodness and his glory. And that's what we are to demonstrate to a dying world, is that goodness and that glory. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where we've been. And so we used an analogy that currently God gave away his authority to man. He's the owner of a home. We related it to a landlord-tenant example that indeed God's the owner, and we understand that this earth is his footstool. So he hasn't relinquished his lordship or his full dominion over the earth. But rather, what we have found is that he can't just come busting back into this earth for any reason that he desires. So he has an overarching desire and plan for humanity, which is to bring all men unto himself. And he has a master plan that he is working and orchestrating, but he must do it through us. So
he's chosen to do it through us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And that is really, it's by his choice that he must actually use us. So it was a willful design that says, I want to link myself with my creation. I want to link myself with man. I want to bestow upon man my love and mercy and grace and my goodness and my provision. And so I agree with you. It was a willful act by God. But now that he made that willful act, he can't just simply turn around and say, nah, I was kidding. I'm going to take back the authority I gave man, even though he gave it away. And so really what we see is that, unfortunately, God has limited himself. He has no limitations within himself, but he has willingly limited himself to say, I'm going to use man as my way to enter back into the earth so that I can demonstrate my goodness and power, and that by man, I'm going to call all men back to myself.
Right.
And so that's really where we find ourselves in this journey of faith. is hopefully a good understanding. You can go back and listen to the full podcast of the other sessions of this
journey.
Three other
sessions so far in this series.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And you can find those at legacyandfaith.com. Mm-hmm. The podcasts are there. I think they're even up on your guys' website
as well,
if I remember, KCISradio.com. That's right. And so you can find it there. I've done searches on Apple podcasts and things like that. I think it actually pulls up your guys' website or your guys' link. So a lot of ways to find the past shows, whether it's about this journey of faith, whether it's about estate planning, what's the difference between wills and trusts and all that good stuff. So all of those can be found, whether it's on Spirit's website or whether it's on mine at legacyandfaith.com. Well, let's take a little bit of a turn here, and let's say, well, now that we understand some of the background of why sometimes this faith journey can be difficult, or why do we get some resistance in receiving just the manifestation of the promises God we see in His Word. Look, if God could come in and just bust in and do whatever He wants, we would have no world hunger. Don't you think it is the heart of God that all people are fed, that all people are healed, to eradicate sickness and disease? But no, God has to use us. So it is the place that we find ourselves that He's limited. But through the willful act of one man, and now I'm not going to be talking about Jesus. It's actually an Old Testament character. The father of faith is what he is called, and it was Abram. And where we find his story is actually in Romans 4. It's also found in Hebrews 11, the faith journey, but I'm going to focus in on Romans 4, because now that we understand that we need to utilize faith in order to receive God's promises, we need to define what faith is. And Romans 4 does that for us. And we're going to start in 19, where it says, "And not being weak in faith." So in other words, Abraham was not weak in faith. "He considered not his own body now dead." Okay, so let's stop for a second and get the background, which is that God said, through you, you are going to be the father of many nations, right? And so Abraham had a promise from God that said, I am going to create generations out of you, and that by you, by your lineage, I am going to bring the Savior of the world. But there was a slight problem.
He was an old man.
He was a little old.
Yeah.
He was older than me.
So was his wife.
Yep. It says that Sarah's womb was dead. So in other words, she had reached and gone through menopause, and that there was no opportunity for her to have children any longer. Abraham was much older. And so between them, what looked impossible in the natural, God said, you are the two individuals that I'm going to use to bring forth my promise to rectify and reconcile the issue of man being lost. And so that's where we're at in this journey in 19. So he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So here we go. Verse 20 in Romans 4. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded what God had promised, God was also able to perform. Mm-hmm. Now, there's our definition of faith, is that Abraham didn't look at the circumstances, but rather he was fully persuaded that what God had spoke, what the promise that was given to him was actually going to come to pass. So let's think about, what does it mean in our lives to be fully persuaded? All right. Now, number one, I want listeners, because I don't have, you can't see where I'm at. So it's harder to make this work without visuals. So,
there's a video of it.
Oh, there's a video. Correct. So now I want listeners to think about the color black, because that's an easy color to think of. So everyone have the color black in their mind, correct? So if we close our eyes, we can see black, correct? Now, I have some bad news for you, listeners. I know this is going to be hard to swallow, but it's going to be okay. Your kindergarten teacher lied to you. Crayola crayons had it wrong all the time. And I have some new revelation, which is that that color black that you think you see was actually called red, and everyone's had it wrong all along. And so what I need you to do is grab your cell phones. I need you to reach out to your family members as soon as possible and let them know that black is now red. And actually, it always has been red. And so it was just misinformation. Now, how many people have actually grabbed their cell phones out there in listening world and started texting their kids or have felt emotional panic that, oh my gosh, the color that I've always known as black is actually red? Well, this completely screws everything up because I actually have a red car and now it's black. This is tragic. See, not a single one of us are moved emotionally. Not one of us have taken a step of action to rectify in our world that I am actually right. As a matter of fact, if people actually heard me, they might think that I've lost a little bit of a screw. Paul is calling black red now. That makes no sense whatsoever. That is being fully persuaded. That is being fully persuaded. Is that when information that is coming at you, information that you see, information that you hear, information that is trying to say what you have believed is now inaccurate, and I need you to move off of that belief system. I need you to move over and start believing this. Fully persuaded means that doesn't touch me emotionally. So that's where Adam was when he decided to say, I am going to fully and absolutely believe God, that what he has said, that even though I'm 100 years old and my wife's womb is dead, I am going to make a choice to believe that over anything else that I see. Mm. And that's where we need to have our emotional stability in God's word. When we see a promise of God, that we are fully and absolutely persuaded that nobody, that no circumstance, that no situation could ever move us off of saying, oh, maybe the world is right. Oh, maybe God isn't my healer. Oh, maybe God isn't my provider. Oh, maybe God isn't my peace. Oh, maybe he's not my joy. When we have that type of faith, being fully persuaded that it is impossible to move us off, that is when that shield comes over us and we have given room to God to say, now I can come in and I will be your rescuer as I've always wanted to be.
The Abraham kind of faith this week on the Journey of Faith, the Legacy and Faith Show, some of the heart of Paul Grant teaching us our fourth installment on this Journey of Faith. If people, though, do need maybe some help with their estate or tax planning issues, how do they get in touch with you, Paul?
Well, you can go to our website at legacyandfaith.com. You can find contact information. You can give us emails. There's also upcoming programs, The Truth About Estate Planning, which we host at our office, and we also do live streaming. So those are coming up here. And so find the newest dates and the next sessions that you can sign up. Also, all of our old podcasts are there as well.
At legacyandfaith.com. Back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Are you aware that most estate plans don't work? Hi, this is Paul Grant, the host of the Legacy and Faith Show on KCIS AM 630. If you are considering creating your own estate plan and don't know where to start, or would like to know why most estate plans don't work, I invite you to attend an educational session on the truth about estate planning on Monday, September 10th at 12 p.m. noon. You can register at legacyandfaith.com in the events tab. And good news, you can attend in person at our Linwood office, or you can now attend online via live streaming. Many listeners have desired to join our educational program from around the Pacific Northwest, and now you can do so without traveling. So head on over to our website at legacyandfaith.com and register for our next educational session on Monday, September 10th at 12 p.m. noon. That's legacyandfaith.com, where you can also download podcasts from our previous episodes and the Legacy and Faith Show.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, the Legacy and Faith Show with estate and tax planning attorney Paul Grant, putting on his Bible scholar hat this week and looking at the faith aspect of our show and the journey of faith, and talking about the Abraham kind of faith. That was quite a bit of faith to believe God that he and Sarah could have a child. And he is always held up as the father of the faith.
That's right. And what we find is that because of Abraham's faith, now God had entrance back into this earth realm to begin to shield Abraham and to begin to bless everything that is around him to accomplish the purposes and the full vision that God had for his life. As a matter of fact, if we look back at Abraham's life, it was actually his father that was called out first. Sorry, this is off the top of my head. I actually didn't note this, but it's actually a very interesting little dialogue, which is that Abraham's father was first called, and he said, start a journey to this next land. And he actually took Abraham with him at that time, Abram, but he took Abraham with him, but he stopped his journey halfway and he settled in a town short of where God told him to go. And that's as much as we know about Abraham's father. Hmm. And so instead, now Abraham comes and says, God, I'll believe you. I'll have such persuaded faith in you that you can use me. And indeed, God said, great, that my entrance back into the world is a man's faith, because that's how my authority was placed out. That's how it was given away by Adam and Eve. Thank you. And now I've got Abraham on my mind, so now I can't say Adam anymore. That's how it was given away. So that's my entrance back in. That's my legal entrance back to the earth realm, is to say, I can bless you through faith. That's why it pleases God. That's why it is so important to our journey. Now, if we take a look at 2 Peter 1:4, actually, we're going to back up to 3. It says, according to his divine power, he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Thereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So I have a question for us today as we start kind of wrapping up today's show, which is, would you like to be able to escape the corruption of this world? And Peter says that it is the corruption that is created out of lust, that this world has nothing to offer but lust, and that it is a corruptible view. It's corruption at its core. And God has given us a way of escape, of divine escape. So divine power has given us all things. Now, if we use the word all and we look that word up, I think all means all. It means everything, right? And so we're back to that part of God that says he's not going to do something halfway for us. He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. When I find myself in this Christian journey, starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed by this world. Now, I don't know if you know too much about kind of the how attorneys operate, but most attorneys live with a very high degree of stress. We have a lot typically riding on our shoulders. We have lives that we are influencing, and we tend to be taking on more because we like to help people. As a matter of fact, alcoholism and drug use in professions overall Being an attorney, there is the highest percentage of alcoholism almost than any other profession.
Really?
Okay. And so it's a way to cope with stress. Well, thank God I have a different way of coping with stress. And all I'm saying is that I find myself as an attorney being overwhelmed sometimes because I still am just a human being. I still am figuring out this journey of faith myself. Because I'm talking about faith doesn't mean I have it all worked out. It means I'm on my journey and I'm just trying to give insight and wisdom of things that I've learned to bless other people with. And I find that myself being called back to say, Paul, take on the stress of this world. Take on the stress. Look at your calendar. Oh my gosh. Look, you've got so much to do. Well, I can do one of two things. I can either put my head down, which unfortunately is probably one of my natural responses. So sorry if you didn't expect to have any confessions by your attorney here on the radio. Here they come. So it tends to be my kind of natural state, which is I'm just going to put my head down and I'm going to work hard. And so that's kind of my background. I worked for UPS. Those guys and gals work their fanny off. They are hard workers. They're moving boxes. That is not an easy job. But that's kind of my background, and I believe that I picked up a very high value of working hard. I'm glad that I have that, but not at the price of my peace. And that's where I have to learn as a man of God to draw my lines of when is Paul entering into taking on the stress for himself instead of turning my faith back towards the Prince of Peace and allowing his wisdom to give me insights to be able to say, well, help and deal with that client first. Deal with that issue first. Deal with this, that, or the other. See, God wants to give us wisdom and revelation to help us and make an escape out of the pressure points in our life. So maybe mine is my schedule right now, but maybe yours is your finances. God has a way of escape with your finances. It's not materializing money on your doorstep, but it may be giving you a great idea for a business. It may mean concentrate on looking at that bill first, because if we can conquer that bill, then we can have extra money to conquer that one. He can set up a road and a strategy through wisdom and insight. That is our greatest escape. Mm-hmm. I often talk about with my staff that we really have an unfair advantage as Christians. We have the God of the universe who resides within us, who has all wisdom and knowledge, is what the word says. And he can communicate directly to us. That's an unfair advantage over anyone else in the world. That is just a phenomenal attribute, that God so loved us that he wanted to give himself fully to us. And by that disadvantage, or rather for our advantage, disadvantage to the world, is that we can receive his wisdom. He has given us all things through divine power, that by his exceedingly great and precious promises. Why are they so great? Why are they so precious? Because they are our escape out of this world. Whatever you're struggling with, if it's a health issue, if it's financial, if it's maybe stress, if you've lost peace, if you're struggling in your marriage and in relationships, we could go on and on about the things that this world throws at us. And sometimes even the things that I throw at myself, like just putting my head down and saying, I'm going to conquer this. There is an escape. I can even do it to myself. And God loves us so much that he will be my rescuer. And so it is by his exceedingly great and precious promises that we can have an escape out of this corrupt world. And that's where God wants to lead us. But we need to have our faith turned to the promises. See, if we don't know what the promise of God is, then we can't be led out of the corruption that we are facing. That's why they're exceedingly great, is because we know them first of all. And so notice the journey of Abraham. He knew what the promise was, and by that promise, he was able to focus in on it and say, I am going to be unpersuaded by anything else that comes my way, and I am going to hold on to the precious promises, and by the precious promise, I am going to find my escape out of whatever circumstance I am in. God is our rescuer every single time. The enemy has a legal right to push against and test our faith, but when we find ourselves faithful to the promise, faithful to be unpersuaded by what is coming at us, then God will come in and he will rescue us because we have given him the open door. And so that is my encouragement for us. We're going to take one more session in this journey of faith next week, and we're going to talk about how do we stay attached to the promise and how do we find and actually harvest the manifestation of God's promise in our life so that we can walk in that freedom and that escape of the world.
The Journey of Faith this week, once again, with estate and tax planning attorney Paul Grant and some of his heart for the Bible and the foundations of why we have legal advantages, maybe, that the world doesn't, through faith in Christ.
That's right.
The power of faith, the power of believing God instead of the world. If people are struggling, though, maybe with their financial issues, estate and tax planning attorney issues, how do they get in touch with you, Paul?
Go over to our website, legacyandfaith.com, and you can find all our podcasts. You can find our upcoming sessions of the Truth About Estate Planning workshop. We'd love to get to meet you.
Legacyandfaith.com. Back with another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show next time here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.